future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from France, so let's get down to business. Why are we in France? Well, I'm actually on holiday for a couple of days, but of course the podcast gets done every day. So where I go, it comes with me, and wherever I am, I record. So that's what we're doing today, but that doesn't stop what's going on in the crypto market. So let's get down to business and go through the levels real quick. Bitcoin's currently trading at $6,677. That's up 3.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $285. We've got Ethereum up 1% in the last 24 hours. We haven't seen a big jump up or a big run up like we've seen with Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $548. That's up 2%. EOS currently trading at $5.04, up 3.5%. And of course, we have Cardano currently trading at 9.5 cents, which is up 1% as well in the last 24 hours. Overall, the current market cap for the cryptocurrency space is $216 billion. The last 24-hour volume was $12 billion, which is okay. It's been slightly creeping up over the course of the last couple of days. And Bitcoin's dominance is 53.1%. It's up there with the highest it's been so far this year in 2018. So let's get down to business and find out what's been going on in the market. Sia Coin has been in the mind of many crypto believers out there. There's been many conversations had on a very deep level, on lots of different forums, lots of different Reddit channels. So let's get down to business and find out what's been going on. So threats fly as fight over Sia Coin's crypto mining kill switch intensifies. An effort to keep the $200 million Sia Coin blockchain free from corporate interests is developing into chaos amid accusations against the companies at the center of the effort. At issue is the conduct of the protocol's coders and the motivations behind their push to alter the rules of the blockchain they maintain. So basically, last week, developers, including Sia Coin creator David Voreek, floated changes that would keep some mining equipment operators from earning value by securing the distributed storage protocol. Simply put, the code would fork Sia Coin so that products offered by Bitmain, the China-based firm on the verge of initial public offering, and its competitor InSilicon would be disabled. But while such efforts have been met with enthusiasm on other blockchains, satisfying concerns about how such change could impact the balance of power on their network. There's just one problem. In the case of Sia Coin, the equipment that would still work is being sold by a company operated by Sia Coin developers. Indeed, the mining company in question, Obslick, was founded by Voreek in 2017 in June this year. Voreek later announced a service named Launchpad through the Obslick would create mining equipment for a wider range of blockchains. But while this was praised as a novel model for blockchain management, it did little to change the competitive environment for the company. Obslick CS1 miner had already been beaten to market by a competing offering from Bitmain in January. The stage set for competition by June, the mood in the company and the community was intense, if optimistic. That's still until Obslick missed a June deadline. Having amassed $22 million from Sia Coin users for the production of the machine miners, the situation has now degraded into a tangle of legal threats and proposals to fork the blockchain. The situation is so fraught, even Voreek said he doesn't quite know how things will play out. So this is what Voreek told media sources. Things are very chaotic right now, and the situation is complex. We're trying to do the right thing, but it's not really clear what the best way forward from here is. Not simply a way to regain economic sway of the network. Multiple sources within the Sia Coin community have told the press the move was in response to a rising legal pressure, a fact alluded to by Voreek in his statements. Obslik felt there was sufficient pressure in the SEA community and sufficient pressure from Obslik community to justify releasing the algorithm to the SEA coin development team, Vrik told media sources, adding, it is now in the hands of the SEA developers to make a decision around whether to deploy the algorithm or not. Okay, so that's super smart what he did there, right? He's not taking responsibility for it. So if this does go ahead and it does fork the blockchain or the SEA coin blockchain, he won't be, like, it's not him who made that decision, it's the community who made the decision, right? But I mean, everyone's going to have be incentivized to do that because they'll be able to sell the hardware that he's created for the fork, the new blockchain that will emerge from this. So at the time of writing, two parties have contacted media sources claiming to be pursuing legal action against Obslik. In both cases, the lawsuits stem from allegations the company failed to ship its CS1 miner by June 30th as agreed on purchase. A third-party developer that was previously responsible for the upkeep of SEA coin-related websites and web tools recently quit his engagement with SEA Coin, stating that the controversy over Obslik has effectively pretty much stalled the platform's development. These guys are in a bit of a situation here. So making matters worse is that those behind efforts suggest any legal action against Obslik could impact Nebulous, the startup entity that basically employs open source developers for the SEA Coin protocol. In the same screenshot, Vorik is seen stating that Obslik and Nebulous are not properly arm's length, and warns that in the case of legal action, it's likely the court would order Nebulous to refund damages as well, which we don't have any money for either. Oh my gosh, these guys are really in a situation here. It's very political, and I think that's the case with some of these blockchains, right? There's so much money at stake, and it gets very political. I mean, here's really, really interesting. So you have Bitmain, the biggest miner in the world for cryptocurrency, and they've been basically using SEA Coin, and they've been mining that, and their miners have been doing very well. Then you have the founder of SEA Coin creating his own mining device, and then he wants to use... He wants basically his miner to be the only one available for SEA Coin. And then he gives the code to basically hard fork the whole blockchain to his developers to potentially do. I mean, this is very complex. I wonder, you know, how this will play out. So, I mean, really has an uncertain future. So still, you know, some other factors suggest that the volatile situation could continue to change in the days and weeks ahead. For one, Obslik said it began the shipment of its units Friday and planned to send hundreds this week. We're still on track to deliver all batch one units by the end of August, and they're referring to their mining equipment there. The company announced on Discord last week. In the meantime, Vrik said he remains skeptical of more grassroots efforts to change the protocol. Obslik and Nebulous have not issued statements on the proposals. For one, while Obslik agreed to release its new algorithm, one that would shut out competing miners, Vrik said that he disagreed with the efforts of the UASF group to open the network to other mining equipment after a brief lockout period, as he put in a blog post. So it's super interesting here on how this will really pan out for everyone, including the community who are involved in this, because it's either going to work really well, or it's either going to favor the founder, Vorik, and his company, Obslik, and their mining devices. So it'll be interesting to see the way this pans out and how much say the community has in this. Because if it's a case where his developers are really leading this, that's not a community vote. So it'll be interesting to see how they tackle this, how they move forward as a community, and how this will look in the next couple of weeks. So we'll keep you guys updated on this story. And just a little bit of color for listeners that haven't heard of SEA Coin. It's ranked the 42nd largest cryptocurrency in the world by market cap, which is $206 million at this current point in time. It's currently trading just under half a cent. Volume in the last 24 hours was $2.3 million. They had the high at 9 cents, right? So it had a lot of trading volume back then. SEA Coin's been in the news a lot, really, because of Bitmain. They're one of the bigger miners for the network. But it's interesting to see where they are at the minute and how this will really affect the price and whether this will be a positive or a negative outcome. So we'll keep you guys posted. In other news out there, Coinbase is basically creating... lots of different type of crypto products for institutional customers. So the biggest cryptocurrency exchange in the US just set up core principles for its institutional financial products. This comes 3 months after Coinbase introduced its suite of institutional products in May. The startup has unveiled a series of fundamental beliefs on how the company will operate and develop its institutional investor-focused business lines. According to an August 20th blog post written by Adam White, Coinbase Vice President and General Manager, the leading cryptocurrency exchange has set up 5 core principles. These include the operation of fair and orderly markets, enforcing transparent market rules, offering fair access to all market participants, disclosing listing practices and market rules publicly, and safeguarding clients with institutional-grade infrastructure and processes. As White explained, the set of fundamental beliefs will act as our North Star as we design, develop, and operate our products. Ultimately, we intend for these core principles to drive us toward our goal of operating the most trusted venue for storing, trading, and interacting with the world of cryptocurrency. Furthermore, White said that along with the institutional products, this set of core rules aims to move closer to an open financial system. As reported by media sources on May 15, Coinbase launched Coinbase Custody, a product specifically designed for institutional investors who are interested in cryptocurrency adoption. Coinbase began accepting deposits for the service earlier last month. I think it's just great. And Coinbase is doing a really good job at like building trust, building brand, but more importantly, kind of building, kind of educating a lot of institutional investors out there and really being the bridge into the cryptocurrency space and having a trusted way of storing assets or a trusted way to exchange fiat for crypto. I mean, they've done it a really good job in that, and it's very easy to use. And I think the build out that they're doing is on track and makes a lot of sense in the space as well. But listen, I've got to wrap things up. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time, your attention as always. We really appreciate it. Remember to check out our socials, Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto and email myself if you have any questions or queries, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Thank you so much for your time and attention. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.